But what a lovely night last night in downtown Detroit with the 11th annual Menorah in the D taking place at 5 p.m. Rabbi Kasriel Shem Tov, who is Vice President of Chabad Lubavitch of Michigan, joining us live this morning as that celebration continues. Rabbi, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Tell me about last night's event. We saw Danny Fenster there, and what a wonderful celebration that was, and a homecoming for him.
That was amazing. You know, the whole community was praying for him, waiting for him, and, you know, we even at Menorah in the D turned to the family a few days earlier suggesting that we want to dedicate a candle and pray for him for his release. And then it was only a day or two later we got, you know, the news, which we saw as the miracle of Hanukkah for this year for Detroit. So it was really wonderful, and we were so happy to have him come down and be honored and carry the torch up to light the Shamash.
And you know what? We'll take those miracles whenever we can find them, Rabbi. Those of all faiths. And it was certainly recognized as a miracle in our household as well. I know that this is kind of a hybrid Hanukkah, if you will. You had the big get-together last night, which we could do outdoors safely, but you've also got some things happening online. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, it was last year, we were told 2 weeks before, that you can only have 25 people in Campus Martius, you know, at an event. And so we couldn't have participants there. And we set up quickly a whole production to carry this online. And, you know, here we had a challenge. But instead of 3,000 to 5,000 people, we had 30,000 participants online. So when it came this year, you know, we realized, you know, when you light a candle on Hanukkah, the first night you light one candle, the second night you light two, third night you light three. You always have to grow. You always have to expand. So we said we're going to do both. We're going to have the local event, and we're also going to continue to do the online. And thank God it went wonderful. We had wonderful responses from all over the world, many Detroiters and others that were watching this event. So it was a wonderful celebration, and this hybrid program, I think, is here to stay.
Now, these home kits that you've been providing the celebrants with, are they still available? If I go to menorahinthed.com, will I still be able to get those? Because, obviously, it's a long festival.
Yes. I believe they are available. You can go to menorahinthed.com today. I don't know how long that will be. But even after the kits, once the kits are passed out, we do have the menorah and candles itself for anyone that wants to light the candles. You know, the celebration of Hanukkah is first and foremost each individual in their personal home to gather their family every night of the 8 nights of Hanukkah and light the candles. So when we come downtown, you know, we do this in the public square. We're launching the holiday of Hanukkah. And then each one individually is encouraged to light the candles at home. So they can always reach out to us and receive one of those menorahs and candles to light for the holiday.
So what is next in the schedule of events after we had the tremendous success last night? What should people prepare for?
Well, you know, Chabad Lubavitch of Michigan has centers all across the state. And there are many public menorah lightings taking place over the next 7 days. And if you go to menorahinthed.com, you'll have a listing of all of that. And, you know, each one in their own community are truly beautiful events where people come together, celebrate. So first, I would encourage everyone to do that. You know, it's only a beginning. We have 8 days to go. And then once again, you know, the private family gatherings and lighting of the candle. There's, of course, the wonderful foods that we eat on Hanukkah. There's the, you know, anything with oil. You have the latkes. You know, I hope there's no doctor on the phone here. But we have the latkes, and some people make wonderful donuts. It's you know, there's wonderful foods to eat as well. And it's a time to celebrate. And above all is Hanukkah teaches us to bring light. You know, the message we always share is that, you know, we light the candle. The tradition is to light it at night. Because when it's dark, that's when we need the candle. And yes, the lesson is that no matter how dark it is, you can always light a candle, and it can light up your soul, and then you can light up the candles of others and light up their souls. So each one of us on Hanukkah can bring light to our families, to our communities, to the world, and together we can make this world a better place.
We can, and we celebrate along with you. And I just wish that I could say Hanukkah as well as you do, but I'm not just a guy, Rabbi, I'm a goy, and I'm a work in progress. I'm working on it.
You know, I remember talking to you years ago, and you were telling me about that Seder that you were by.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Rabbi, thank you so much. We hope you have a wonderful and joyous Hanukkah season, and we thank you so much. MenorahInTheD.com. Visit there today, and you can register and also keep up to date on all of the celebrations. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, and happy Hanukkah to all.
And happy Hanukkah to you.